Opening faceoff to launch the home schedule is moments away as the Everett Silvertips take on the Vancouver Giants at Xfinity Arena this evening. Mike Benton with you, and joining us now for our coach's conversation, Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, last night we had a discussion about managing the emotions of the pomp and circumstance, but the advantage of being on the roadside and just sticking to your system and your mentality amidst what was a Giants team really enwrapped in a lot of the festivities last evening. So flip that over. How do you manage the home environment for this team this evening?
Well, they say that your performance is your potential as an athlete minus interference. So whatever is interfering with your brain's ability to show your potential lessens your performance. So our interference tonight is really twofold. One, the interference could be that, you know, getting out to a 5-1 lead last night, the game seemed easy. That could cause interference in your mind if you are forgetful that, you know, that was a brand new experience for that whole franchise, moving to a new building, a Gordie Howe ceremony, pomp and circumstance. So there's no chance tonight's as easy when they're free of those distractions. And then obviously the second part of the interference is we're now the ones that have, you know, opening night and announcements and every player's name in front of the crowd. And it's fantastic, and it's good for our fans to get to know our players, and it's fun for our players to get recognized. But we got to get on task immediately when that's over and they drop the puck to start the game. We got to get back on task.
How close do you buy into the evaluation of players and their performance in a game like last night, one where you could talk about so much being thrown into the equation that it was different than, say, versus your routine game in December or January?
Well, I've said for years, based on my 30 years of coaching and my experiences, that opening nights are throwaway games. They don't mean anything. They're important, and they mean something because they're 2 points, and those 2 points can be important to your season. But in terms of being predictors of the way the team will perform 10 games down the road, they're horrible predictors because there's too much hoopla, too much in the way of distractions. So I would never... You know, I would never take money in Vegas now and say, hey, the Everett Silvertips are going to be one of the highest scoring teams based on one night's performance, especially an opening night performance. Obviously, we hope and enjoyed our goals, hope there's more of that to come, but that's not a good indicator. You've got to look at the body of work of a 10-game segment and throw out the first game. Don't throw that into your analysis throughout the first game, and you'll start to get indicators of how a team's going to do.
Patrick Bykov had a pretty important milestone last night, playing in his 200th career game in a Silvertip jersey. You've seen him grow. You've seen him develop. What have you admired about the progress of Patrick Bykov?
By far, great question, and by far, without even hesitating, his growth as a person. He's just become a really, really solid guy. You know, we deal in hockey and we measure ourselves in hockey and we measure the players in hockey and we look to what they do. But underlying all that, the foundation of an athlete is what they're like in terms of their attitude and their character and what kind of person they are. And he has made just wonderful growth in that area. He's become a good guy to coach. He's become a good teammate. He's become a leader on the team. And to me, those are things that are life altering or helpful throughout life. Those are life lessons. And so those are even more important than things in hockey. And besides all that, he's a hell of a young hockey player too.
With Carter Hart being gone to Philadelphia, it means Mario Petit and Lasse Peterson are the ones suiting up here in jerseys. Doesn't matter really who's in net or who's holding the door, but is there a lot that really goes into trying to manage them psychologically during a time like this as a coach?
Well, I can share with you what our thoughts were in playing the guys. I mean, we're a performance-based coaching staff, so your performance dictates most of what we do. It's just that's the nature of athletics, especially at a high, high level of this, that your performance has to be a big factor in how you're used. Their play in the league last year, both the same age, their save percentage and goals against was very, very similar. So they came into camp and got opportunity in our exhibition games. we gave the benefit of the doubt a little bit, you know, to Mario, because Mario was a big part of our team last year. He's kind of paid his dues as a guy, and there's some loyalty in what we do. And he had a really solid, fantastic playoff against Portland. So there was some loyalty to that. So we wanted Mario to get the first start of our season. On the other hand, I thought Last did a pretty good job in the exhibition games. And he was brought here to be part of the picture of how we're trying to decide, knowing that Carter's gone now, will probably be gone for World Junior Trials, possibly on the World Junior team. He was brought here to kind of help us solve and create some depth in goaltending for that. So he deserves a chance to play, too. He did a pretty good job in the preseason. He deserves a chance to see how he can do in a regular season game, so he gets to start tonight.
So it's time for Lasse Petterson, and it's about time for hockey. The Everett Silvertips take on the Vancouver Giants in a matter of moments. You're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380.